We are in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom line. Masroi Lami Shemelichai. Tana Rabbanon Ish Lahachsher Es Hazor. Shilach Biad Ish Iti Hamidbora Ish Lahachsher Es Hazor. Iti Sheyehei Mizumen. That this person was, they were miyachet him before, that he should be the Mishaleach. Muchen lekach me esmel. Iti vafilu b'shabes. So Rashi says, iti afilu b'shabes. Iti is be'itoi u'bemoi adoi yishtaleach. V'lo yaver. That means it should be accomplished in its zman, and nothing should hold it back. That means vafilu b'shabes u'betumim. ולכמה מפורש מה יישא שבס ותומי שייך בשילוחי דאיצטח לריבויה. איתי ואפילו בתומי. So now the Gemara starts explaining this בראיסי. איש להכשר אס הזור. But the Gemara פשיטה, why should a zor, why do you need a ribui for a zor? מהיכי תאיסי you would need kahuna. So the Gemara says, מה דתאימה כפורה כסיבה בי? It says that the it says lechaper by the soir amishtaleach. So I would think if it's a kaporet, so you need kahuna for kaporet. Kamash malon that a ribui that ish afilu zor that even though it's mechaper, but you don't need kahuna. Iti vafilu b'shabes lamai hilchese. So the Gemara asks. Why do you need a posik to tell me that it's teiche Shabbos? So Rashi says, ma chilu Shabbos yeish shehutzrech la'atiroi. What chilu Shabbos are you matter with the shiluach ha'soyer? So let's just mention a Shaina ha'ore from the Shagas Aryeh and Simin Ayin. He says maybe the chilu Shabbos is that you throw down the soyer. So there's Natilus Neshame. And blame me, boy, if you hold Mikalka Bechabura Chayev. It's Zichera Adereis. And Mikalka Bechabura is Potter. But here it's Mesakan Eitzel Ben Noyach. That it's Mavkiya from Eva Minachai. That's some others say the Kapora Gufa makes a nice Mikalka. That Gufa that's Mechaper. That Gufa is a Psatikon. So Al Kaponim, so maybe that's the Chilul Shabbos. So the Shagas Aryeh says that that's ichan not pshat in the posik because the posik says b'shilach b'yad iti. It mentions iti by the shiluach, not by the hashloche of the hashloche the so some emel of aistoyis is a chilu Shabbos in the shiluach alone. So emel, that's why the Gemara wants to ask, where do we find Chilul Shabbos? Ma Chilul Shabbos sheh sheutzrech latiroi? So Rashi hadn't, imishum tchumim, maybe you take it chutz l'tchum, amokim gzeiro you need it, and ustaka chutz l'tchum, according to the Tanoim. So Rashi says, darabonim ba'almanino, that's only a darabonim, shegoz roleim lacha matan teire. So you can't say that the Chilul Shabbos and the Shiluach is the haitzo chutz l'tchum. Or the yitzir chutz that was going out chutz l'tchum because tchumim is at the rabbanon. So Omar Rav Sheish is loymar shimho yochoyla malkivoy al kseifay. That the posik is telling us that what if the soyer became sick? So now you malkiv the soyer, you carry the soyer. So now there's Chilul Shabbos. Exactly what the Chilul Shabbos is, there's the Ritva here in Asig, which is very unclear. The Ritva says that there wasn't a Chilul Shabbos of Haitzor, of Mirshus HaYochid, Lishus HaRabim. Begiyah says that Zohar was also a Rishus HaRabim. Which I don't understand, because Rishus HaRabim, how did they carry in the Azor Gufa Daladamis? Akaponim, the Ritva says that the Chilul Shabbos is Mavir Dalad Amis B'Shusaram. You can't Dalad Amis B'Shusaram. That I also don't understand. There was a Kevesh that took them out from the Azore to out of Yerushalayim. So, and then later they went, so I really don't know if they taka went through. I don't really know where the Rishus HaRabim was that they went through. They went over the Kevesh, L'chir, the Kevesh is not a Rishus HaRabim. Basically, so we have to know what the Chilul Shabbos is, but the Ritva says the Chilul Shabbos was Mavad Dalad Amas B'Shus HaRabim. There was, for some reason, there was a Dalad Amas B'Shus HaRabim over here. So Al Kaponim, so the Chiddush is that if the Soyer is Achoyle, he's allowed to carry it. Even though there's an Issa of Mavir. So the Gemara says, command the Loi Kerab Noson. So it comes out, this Barais is not like Rab Noson. Ha'oma, Chai Noisei Es Atzmoi. Rab Noson says, Achai Noisei Es Atzmoi. So there's no Issa Oitzo on Achai. So the Gemara says, Afilotayma Rabbi Noson, Choloshani. Could be going a fill according to Rab Noson, but Rab Noson that said Chai Noisei Es Atzmoi, that's tafke by a gesunter Chai. A Chai that is cholo, so the Rach says it's like a kofus. It's just like someone who is tied. Now let us see Rashi. Keman itzach l'ribuye, the loike Rab Noson, doma Chai Noisei Es Atzmoi hu. Ve'ein boi elo mishum shvus. Uplukte b'mesech Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Choylo shani, b'hashte loinoisei as atzmoi, b'hanoisei mechalo Shabbos. I'd like to speak for a few minutes, just to be mevara a little, the inyan of chay noisei as atzmoi. The machlokes harishonim, Taisvis and Masech the Shabbos Tav Tzadik Dalet Amad Aleph explains what is this lomdus of Chai Noisei Es Atzmoi. So the Ri says, Mi Mishkan Gomrino, Shaloi Noisim Dovor Chai. In the Mishkan, the Dvorim which were carried were not live articles. Shahat Choshim Vohoelim Oyu Hoilchim Beragleim. They walked. So Memele in the Mishkan, they did not carry Dvorim Chayim. So Memele, so the Hitzor, Havore, is only also Dumi the Mishkan. So only the articles which were carried in the Mishkan, there's a Chiev, Hitzor, and Mavir on them. These articles were not carried. So then Taisus wanted to say a different pshat. Sha'chai meikol atzmoi. Chai noisies atzmoi means that the chai helps along he makes himself lighter. So Taisus asks a few kashas on this. Kasha number one, v'aloi afilu b'masa kal yoise chai. That means, what are you telling me? You're telling me that, let's say, I'm carrying an animal. So the animal, if it would be dead, it would weigh 20 pounds. Now that it's alive, so it's Messiah in the carrying, so it weighs 15 pounds. So Taisa Samira de Kikasha, Filuba Masa Kal Yesachai, there's no din that you have to carry 20 pounds. 5 pounds you also chayiv, 5 ounces you chayiv. So what shaykhs does this have with, why is this a kula in the Issa Hitzo? V'im mishum shnayim shaso poter, ayet shnayim shaso, both are being misayeya in the carrying, ahave zayochel v'zayne yochel, she'ein hanisa yochel lisa atzmai, the one that is being carried can't carry himself, v'loi hanoisei, v'anoisei yesh b'koyach l'noisei, afilo ha'yameis. So it's a yochel v'ze'ein a yochel. So Taisvis did not like this pshat that a chai meikel atzmoi. The Tosfos HaRosh says that the Lashon is not mashma like the Ri. Chai Noisei Esatzmai. The Ri says it's a new word, that in the Mishkan they only carried Dvorim which could not walk. Lashon Shahachai Noisei Esatzmai. The Gemara could have used a much clearer Lashon to tell us the Mishkan, they didn't carry Shahai Noisei Esatzmai. But the Besayis gives in the pool of carrying alone, the Malach alone, the Chai is Noisei Esatzmai. So he learns the first pshat, the second pshat, and the Rav Taisus is the first pshat, that the Chai is Meikel. So Taisus says it's Zei Yochel V'Zei Neyochel. The Hosom, so the Taisa Rosh is a Chilich. The Hosom, he says, the case of Zei Yochel V'Zei Eina Yochel is pshat is that you have two people carrying a Masui. To be carrying a masi, let's say that weighs 20 pounds. One person can carry 20 pounds. The other person can't carry 20 pounds. He can only carry 5 pounds. So he's lending a hand. So he says in such a case, if this one who could only carry 5 pounds, if he wouldn't help him, that means he's not accomplishing anything with Eitzor. Hilkech avim Messiah she'ein by mamish. Reshvinu lekilo ain't a Messiah. So it's like he's not helping him at all. He's not helping in Eitzor. So b'meila, so it's called, who's the carrier? The carrier is the one who's a yochel. Avul hocha, the Efsha klal, Shahanoisei Yisa'uhu Beloi Siyua Hanisa. Here it's impossible that the Noisei should carry him without the help of the Nisa. Hilkach Ave Misayeya Sheyesh Bay Mamish. So you have to understand what he's saying. What is he saying over here? It would seem that he is being, we have to know the Oymek HaDvorim, but it seems he would be saying like this, that if the you're carrying something, which that thing always is Messiahya in the carrying, so that's called a Messiahya. Could be Rab Chaim says there are two dinim. He explains this halacha also. He says there are two dinim. There's one din shnayim shasu. The din of shnayim shasu means if two people do a malacha, so there's a ptur. And he says, in that halacha, there's a din of zayochel v'zayin yochel. We consider that not two are doing it. We consider that the yochel is doing the malacha, the ain yochel is not doing the malacha. It's not called shnayim shasu. Then there's another din. Is a din if you're doing miktsas hamalocha, not the ptur in the oisim, the ptur in the etzem malocha. If a miktsas malocha is being done, it seems over here, and I think that's how the Taisus HaRosh learned. And he says the miktsas malocha is not shver the kash as a yochel v'zayin yochel. I think that is pshat that in the carrying of a davar chai. You are never doing the whole, you can't do the whole malacha. It is always being done with a siyua acher. So that's called, you are always doing a miktsas hamalacha. Here there's no ptur of zayochel v'zayina yochel. Bal kaponim, we have here a machloikis, what the lomdus of chai noise es atzmai. If the lomdus of chai noise es atzmai is a hagdore in the articles that there are a chiyavaitzo, that was the Ri's pshat, that since in the Mishkan they didn't carry dvorim which could carry themselves, so there's no chiyavaitzo on these articles. Or pshat is that that there's a chesaron in the etzem maloche. It's called he's only doing a miktsas hamaloche. What does the Gemara answer? It's speaking about a chayla. So Rashi says, da hashte loy noisei es atzmoi, va ha noisei mechalo Shabbos. So according to the Tosfos HaRosh Pshat, I think the Lashon is more clearer. He says, Pshat is, I'm doing a mikzas malacha, because the article I'm carrying is misayay in the malacha, I'm never doing the malacha by myself. So Rashi says, Achayla da hashta loy noisei es atzmai. He's not being noisei es atzmai. Baha noisei, the one who is the noisei is Mechalo Shabbos. According to the Ri, Lachayre daf men zogin, according to the Ri, the Marei Mesodin, Mesech to Shabbos, Mucha Sechand Ri, doesn't understand Kofos, doesn't understand Chayla, but I think according to the Ri, I mean, it's not too gefellig. According to the read, coffer stick animals they did carry, and sick animals they did carry. I mean, so, just like there are different sugim, we're making an animal, a dover chai, a different sug than a dover hadoimim, a dover tzemeach. So it could be in chai gufa, there's a chai that can travel by himself, and there's a chai that can travel by himself. Chayre that pshat in the Gemara. Al koponim. So we heard here the Gemara says we darshan from the word iti afilu b'shabbos that the pasuk is coming to tell us that in the mitzvah of in the shiluach of the soil azazel, if the soil got sick and one has to carry the soil in order to get him to the mokim gzeira, to the mokim hashloche, so he's permitted to carry. Stoich Shabbos. Omar Rafrom. So now Rafrom says, "Zeis Eimeres." From this Beraisa we see Eiruv Vahitzo LeShabbos Bein Eiruv Vahitzo LeYom HaKippur. Let us see what Rashi says. "Zeis Eimeres Midaitzrech LeMisni Iti Afilu BeShabbos." We need a drasha to tell us that it's mutar afilu b'shabbos. Ikal mishma, the ein iser erev oitzo liyem akipur. There's no iser oitzo liyem akipur. The I yem akipurim kishabbos loitzo. If you'll say that there's an iser oitzo liyem akipurim also, Lo molikro lahatir masoi b'shabbos. Why need a posik to be matter carrying in Shabbos? Reik shechal b'chol nami k'shabbos domi. V'koma rachmoni yishalchenu. So the Rashi says that Rafam came with a taina. Why do you need a special heter of Hitzo on Shabbos? You can figure it out by yourself. Every Yom Kippur have the same problem. Bafal Pikein, there's a din of Shiluach HaSoyel HaZozel. So Memele, so who had din Shabbos? So I need a special pasuk for Shabbos. So as a raya, that there's no Yisrael Reitzo in Yom Kippur. So Memele, so that would you carry Yom Kippur. There's no problem, you'll have to carry Yom Kippur. So the Melech, and I need a pasuk of Iti to tell me that when there is an Issa Reitzo by Shabbos, it is also awesome. It is also Mutter. Before we go further, there's Lechere a few Ha'ores on Rashi. The Gvura Sari is Ma'ore on Rashi. What's the Cheshbon? What's the Raya? Could be, I'll tell you there's an Issa Reitzo Yom Kippur. There's Issa Reitzo. Why do you need Iti? He says, no, there's an Issa Reitzo, it's an Issa Koris. Issa Reitzo of Yom Kippur is an Issa Koris. The Issa Reitzo of Shabbos is an Issa Skila. So what's the Raya? The Torah was matter on Issa Koris. What's the Raya that the Torah was matter on Issa Skila? That's the Kvuras Aris Kasha. Actually, he wants to say punk fakel, that the raya is, if there's an Isser Haitzo on Shabbos, So how do you know that the Torah was taken matter for Yom Kippur? Does it say it's on Yom Kippur? So how do you know the Torah was matter for Yom Kippur? Maybe the Torah was only matter for Shabbos. I think that's how he wants to say Pshat, not like Rashi. No, Lidresh Meiti, Lidresh Shabbos Achomo, Yisaka Dater Shisa Heitzol Yom Kippur, Dumele Rabbi Kola Hater, Yisra Yitzol Elo Yom Kippur Makal, Bimchola, Avo Shabbos Achomo Leidochi. That's what he wants to say that the Raya is. The Raya is Faker Tastes. Could be you do need a Posek, but so how do you know the Posek is Marba Filu Shabbos? Maybe it's only Marba Yom Kippur. Now, from the Lashon of Rashi, I had another Ha'or on Rashi. From the Lashon of Rashi is, Rashi weiß doch is that, Lomu likro lahata masoi b'shabetz, arei shechal b'choil nami k'shabetz domi. I mean, so l'chair from the posik of Shiluach Hasoi, you can figure it out already. That it's that it's mutter. So why do you need a special pasuk for Shabbos? So l'chayra I saw in the Siach Yitzchak is ma'ore a ha'ore. He speaks about something else about kapam da ore is ma'ore deke ha'ore. L'chayra this din of chola hasoya. The soyer is sick, you can't go now, you have to carry it. When was it chola? L'chayre, if it was chola before they were goymel the hazor of the soyer l'Hashem. Sick. So l'chayre, hechiteisha should be permitted to be mechalo Shabbos, mechalo Yom Kippur. L'chayre, make a new hagrola. I mean, you have an eitzah. You have to be mechal Shabbos because of this. I mean, that's l'chayre. You have an eitzah. Make this soya. If there wouldn't l'chayre, you have an eitzah. I mean, if you're stuck with this soya, so no, habach toch nish kein eitzah. Who says you're stuck with this soya? Make a new agrol. You get a different soya. If it's speaking about after the matanas were made already. So l'chayre me'ikar adin dachsim in the shaluch is not ma'akev. So zichach in the shaluch to carry. It's a mitzvah maybe, but it's. I mean, so me'hechi teisi that. I mean, Rashi weiß doch ois from the lashon of Rashi, it would seem that if there'd be an iser aitzo and if there'd be iser aitzo on Yom Kippur, so why do you special pasuk by Shabbos? Every Yom Kippur you have this problem. Who is this problem every Yom Kippur? This is talking about a case that happened once in 100 years, that chola hasoyer, that the soyer got sick. So who says the din is taka that you're permitted to be mechala Yom Kippur? Either make a grola or don't carry him. If the kapor is after the vidui, there's a kapor already. I mean, so there's a chiddush over here. I mean, I would say that the way the Gemara says, so the Kasha Gemara says, maybe the Pasuk is telling us that Yom Kippur is Mutter. How do you know to jump to Shabbos? But Vaisis of Yom Kippur, you don't need a Pasuk at all. But the Loshna Rashi Vaisis is not as I. So Rashi Vaisis, Erev Kedina Svo, Elodo Ho Boho Talye. The light kina chachame ruvi chatzeres ala bishvilisa heitzo. Shegozro tiltu mershus lishus. Gzeire mishum heitzo mershus ayochi lishus haram. So that's what it means. Eire vaitzo, if there's an isa reitzo, then there's an isa ruvi chatzeres. If there's no isa reitzo, there's no isa ruvi chatzeres. Oma rafro, what's it taisves? Zeis eimeres eire vaitzo lishabes. In Ere Beitzol Yom Kippur. Amrinem bepeik omruloi, der Afrim bedusei, der Gemara schlags op Afrim, der Poich alei, vedulme shani sora mishtaleach, der Sheirei be Yom Kippurim bekach, elo der Afrim bedusei. The Gemara says, maybe every Yom Kippur, er Sheirei be Yom Kippurim bekach. It means every Yom Kippur needs a psachilu. So the Torah was matter. That's a shed. And that's Yom Kippur. But when it comes to Shabbos, maybe Shabbos they weren't matter. So that's when you need a posik, a filu be Shabbos. So Taisus says, and Taisus and Krisus is mibavas a little bit. And here we have a stub of the Gemara, we have Raphram and Shalom al Yisrael. And there the Gemara says the whole, the Gemara slugs up Raphram. That Raphram is a tois. That, could be, you need a posik for Shabbos, because maybe only by Yom Kippur the Torah was matter. The Chsherib Yom Kippurim Bekach. There's a teretz from the Taisus Yishonim, it would seem. Taisus Yishonim says it's not a real teretz, a bulk upon him. And the Rashash was also machaven to the Taisus Yishonim. He says, Be'emison, there are two Gemores. Our Gemore, Raphram came after Rav Sheshes. The Gemore is the kasha, what is the Chilul Shabbos? What is the Chilul Shabbos? So Rav Sheshes says, the Chilul Shabbos is Heitzo. Fine. So this is a rare occurrence. If the soil will get sick, the halacha is you're allowed to carry him. The Gemara, so there's no such svara, shiny Yom Kippur, the chshere bekach. Yom Kippur has, I mean, this is a mikra that happened. That means if every Yom Kippur needed this chilul, so then there's a svara to say that you can't learn out Shabbos from Yom Kippur. That's Avodah Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur needs this chilul. But now if there's a new problem of Shabbos, who says the Torah was matzah for Shabbos? Shani the chsherib Yom Kippurim bekach. But since we are speaking about a rare instance, so you can't say the Torah was matzah Yom Kippur because chsherib bekach. So then you should learn out Shabbos from Yom Kippur. So Raphram said, you know why you can't learn out? Because Heitzos Tamazemuta Inei Reboitzor LeYom Kippur. That is our Gemara in Yume. The Gemara in Krisis does not bring down the Rav Sheshes. The Gemara in Krisis says bring down the Bereise Iti Vafilu B'Shabbos. Amar Raphram that. So Raphram said, "Hey, the Shema Mino, she'ain erev veitzor liyem kippur." So there you can learn pshat in the Gemara. The Shagasai wants to say pshat in the Gemara also. That there the could be pshat in the Bereise held that Tchumim is a deraise. Tchumim is a deraise. So memele. So the Torah was matter. The Torah is coming to tell us you're allowed to take chutz l'tchum. That's the Issa Shabbos. You're allowed to go chutz l'tchum. So Raphram says, Shema Mino, Eire Vaitso, is Ein Eire Vaitso the Yom HaKippurim. Just one second. Yeah, that's what the Taisha said. But Krisis my later is a tchumim. Mechmad o meshen shal teire. Ash te porich shape, the shenik kippurim, the chsheire bekach. That's what the Taisha Shishonim wants to say. The Taisha Shishonim wants to say that could be the Gemara in Krisis is going, that we don't have a member of Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara in Krisis learned that the chilu Yom HaKippurim is Yaitse Chutz L'Tchum, and that's the Chilul of Shabbos also. So Raphram says, there's no Issa Bechlal of Chutz L'Tchum. There's no Issa of Tchumim also. So then if it's all Tchumim, we'll have the same Dinim. There's no Issa of Chutz L'Tchum in Yom Kippur, because if there's an Issa, so I need a special Pasuk for Shabbos. Every Yom Kippur you have this problem. So the Gemara says, no, could be there is an Issa Chutz L'Tchum. שאני יהיה מכיפור משכשרי בכך, יהיה מכיפור תעקי דצת אבוידס היום סרטי וזמטניס את חומן. If we'll come about, you'll have, if you'll have a nitoisef and isser Shabbos, could be to say, it wasn't matter this at home. So that's what the Rishash and the Toisef Shishonim are mitzadet to fa'em for these two Gemorahs. The Gemorah in Krisis was under the assumption that the heter was of going out chutz l'tchum. So then the Gemorah shtimter, then there's a svar v'achsheri b'kach, and then and our Gemara learned that the Chilul Shabbos is a mikre. If Chol or Asoyer, so then you can't say Achsheri Bekach. So therefore, according to Rav Sheishes, our Gemara doesn't shlug up. Rafram is going according to Rav Sheishes, so the Gemara doesn't shlug up Rafram. That shiny Yom Kippur Achsheri Bekach. Iti vafilu betume. Fakt the Gemara lamai hilchese. Omar Rav Sheishes loyma shim nitma. Where's the tume by the Sir Mishtaleach? Omar Rav Sheishes loyma shim nitma mishalchoi nichnas tome la azore umishalchoi. That the tome it's the Kohen Gadol v'shilach b'yad ish iti was a mesire from the Kohen Gadol to the ish iti. And this was in the Beis HaMikdash. So the ish iti had come into the Beis HaMikdash to take over the soil. So if he's Tomei, and he was an ish iti, he was mezumen. He was mezumen yesterday to be the ish that's going to take the soil. So it's doiche tume. It's permitted to go into the Beis HaMikdash per tume. Let us see Rashi. L'may hilchus amai yisr tumes mikdash ha-kadoshem yesh b'shiluchoy shutzach loyme she-yitres ha-tume nichnas tume la-zore she-kain godl moyshe lo-yisham. He gives him over the soy mishtalech in the Yazore. So you see in Yishtam he's allowed to go into Yazore. So it's doiche tume. Now I'm going to have a muyim de kigimorem. Shalu es Rabbi Elezer. The first Rabbi Elezer Ashayla, Chole Ma'ashe Yekivu Al Kseifai. If the soyer became sick, are you allowed to carry him? Omer Lehem, so he told them, Yochel Hu, the soyer can carry Lahalkiv Ani Va'atem. We could sit on top of the soyer, I and you can sit on top of the soyer. So what does Rashi say? Yochel laharkiv ani va'atem, bori v'chozik hoya ha-soyer, laharkiv oisi v'eschem. So what is pshat? So the Rishonim, the Ritve, says pshat is as follows. The Miri Tachsimi says this pshat, that he told them, was close to a shaila that could happen once in 1,000 years. They took a soyer that was strong enough to carry me and you. So Mamela, he was strong like an axe. So Mamela, see, Clara, Shaila, Chola, was close to us, Shaila. That's what he told them. So he avoided answering them. So Rashi says further, that's what Rashi says, because later the Gemara says this. The Ritva learns he didn't want to answer them because she's asking Stamazayev's far-fetched Shaila. He didn't want to answer such a Shaila. Cholo mishalchoi mahu sheishalchenu biyadachem. Then they asked him a second shayla. What is if the shliach became sick? Are you allowed to send it with someone else? He says, what's the shayla? The shayla is, it says, ish iti. So you have to have someone that was mezumen. So is this ish iti likuveh? Is it a mitzvah? What's the din? If he's sick, he can't take him. So what happens now? So the Ritva says pshat, which is a very nice pshat. He said, "Alavai, me and you should be as a gezun fider ishiti." Yes, given agro, when they picked out an ishiti, then we know there was a big nesiya. He traveled the big nesiya to 12 million yom kippurim, and the sun was baking on him and gefast, and it was they took someone who was a very healthy person. So he said, Halavai, we should be, so what's close to the same dichoy? So what's close to Ashayla, he got sick. That's how the Ritva says Pshat. Rashi says over here, Ahei b'sholim aniva atem, kloim amalachem lishal azayis, loy aniv loy atem niskak lishiluchay. They didn't pick us out. We're over here, so what's your shayla? Fine. Doch voiv loy meis mal, sheyered acha v'yemisena. Third shayla there. So what happens when he pushed down the soil and it didn't die? So she go down and make sure he dies. Amar lahem kein yavdu kol eivecha Hashem. So here the Meiri says pshat. Also he says azam aisa ala oive Hashem zal oiskuken. The soil was when he died half the way down. He was already evorim. Ala oive Hashem zal zayzain. Biter the same thing. So it's something that's not declaring a shaila, which is nishtobas declaring. Agabuch, the Chassam Sofer says in all these shailas, but let's say what he wants to say, Pshat, in this shaila, he brings a very interesting halacha, which with this halacha, we won't say as Takashin, and the way he brings from the Ponim Yofis, from the floor, before Amphir. We hear a machloikis tanoim, what was mechaper on the Kahanim and Shar Averis? Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda held that the Sir Mishtalech was mechaper and ganz klar you saw the Kahanim and the Israelim and Shar Averis. Rabbi Shimon held that the Sir Mishtalech was only mechaper on the Israelim and the vidui of the power was mechaper on the Kahanim and Shar Averis. There were two viduyim. The Ponim Yofis says, the Kohen Gadol Zicher was Niskaper with the Vidui and the Par. That's no Machloikis. The Kohen Gadol Zicher was Niskaper. And with this, the Ponim Yofis, as we once brought down the Kasha, we once asked the Kasha that the Gemara says that there were two Viduyim, Rabbi Shmuel said there were two Viduyim, Shayovoi Zakai, he should be Mechaper on a Chay. That's why first the Kohen Gadol was Mesvada for himself. So we asked the Kasha, when it came to the vidui of the Soyer Mishtaleach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kahanim, when the Skapa with the Soyer Mishtaleach, so you didn't have a Zakai to be Mechaper on the Chayom, he also was a Chayim. And Shara Veira Shebetair, the Kohen Gadol was the same Yachson like everyone else. We asked this Kasha, we bought a Ritzvah Davai, the Zohar asked the Kasha. Al Kaponim, the Ponim Yofis says, he was a Zakai. He was a Zakai, he was Niskapa already. With the vidui and the po, the Kohen Gadol was neskapu with the vidui and the po. With his first vidui, he took care of everything. He took care of the mezvikdish v'kadosha. He took care of shar averis. The Kohen Gadol was a zakai gomer. So all other viduyim, he had a zakai that was being misvada for ochiv kahanim, for yisraelim. Agav uche, with this I saw someone as ma'irer. It says in the Mishnah, Chotu, Ovu, Poshu, Lefonecha, Amcha, Beishu. So why do you speak in third person? He said, Chotonu. It's a good ha'ore. It's mechap on the Kahanim also. So, Chotu, Ovu. So like this, according to the Ponim Yofis, it's very good. Because when he was up to the Soya Mishtaleach, he could only say Chotu. He was taken care of. Because, but that's what the Ponim Yofis says. Zukta Chsam Soifer, we find it's very interesting. The soya amishtaleach, what was noisei, the averis of klal yisrael, that went tazozel. He says, what's with the averis of the Kohen Gadol? Why didn't that? It seems meshik whatever the oimek hadvorim is, but the soya that's noisei the averis, he goes tazozel. So the poor also has the averis of the Kohen Gadol. Avoichet epes gain tazozel. So the Chassam Sofer says, he says, no, there's a big difference. He says, the Kohen Gadol did Tshuva Mehave. He did Tshuva Mehave, so all his avoinis became Zochias. The Zochias, that remained in the base of Middish. You don't give that to Azazel. Masha'en King Klal Yisrael, they was Zoicha to do Tshuva Mehave, otherwise they did Tshuva Meyire. Tshuva Meyire, so Shkogis, no Shkogis Zoicha Taveiris. No, that's already a machu
for the Azazel, so Mamele, the Sawyer they sent Azazel.
Zogt, so he says, when they went with Averis, Azazel took care of it as Nasa Eborim, Eborim, that was
the procedure.
If the Gemara clears a shaila dochfoi v'loy meis, so what happened, Take? So pshat is then Klal Yisroel did such a tshuva that it was zochyes. There was no avoinus over there. So that's why it was dochfo v'loy meis. So memele, so they asked him what should be, so he told them, ken yoivdu kol oivecha Hashem. Azayzal ois cooking. Kol oivecha Hashem. What does that mean? Just like the Gemara says in Brochus, Yitamu chatoim in the oretz, choytim loinema ele chatoim. Azoi zol oisko kentake, alevai zol zayna zazach, that it should be, ken yoidu kol oivecha Hashem. That's how the Sam Sefer wants to say pshat in the Gemara. That Akaponim, Barabalosa did not say anything clear, that's for sure. The Chachomim Moimrim and these three Shailas, Cholom, Akive, Oksefoi, Cholom, Mishalcho, Yishalchen, Ubi Yadacher, Dochve, Vloy, Meis, Yered, Achav, Yemisen. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shalu, Es Rabbi Lezer, Ploini, Mahu, Li Oilam Habo. Omalei lo yishaltuni ela ploini. What is he Rashi? Ploini ma lo ilam abo. So Rashi has here two pshotim. Al odom echa shaluhu ma maisav beinecha. What do you think? Is he a ben oilam abo? He's not ben oilam abo. V'yesh paisrim al shloime ben David shaluhu. V'yesh tam abad shloime, shloime ben oilam abo. So he said, El al pleini, shema al afsholim shaltuni. So Pshat is in this whole shakla v'tayi, it seems, he asked him, why are you asking me about shloime? Ask me about afsholim. And according to the first Pshat, he asked him about pleini, so he says, why do you ask me about pleini? Ask about pleini. So in the pleini shaila, the Meiri says a very interesting Pshat. The Meiri says as follows. Kloima, achatem shoylem oisi al ploini, shuhu murzik etzlechem keroshe, so yes, is here ben oylem abo, I mean, shalu al ploini shuhu murzik etzlechem kitzadik. Kloima, yen is the chia, after roshe klaus is a ben oylem abo, klaus kitzadik is a ben oylem abo. Kloima, she shayla zu eina shalono, this is not in our, we, this is beyond our yediyas. We cannot know. Baruch hayedeya. And the other pshat is, they asked him about, Shloime, and he said, ask about Avshalom. Let us see Taisvitz. Pleini ma loilam abo, peirish rach, Avshalom, shabo al pilak she oviv, ma loilam abo. Ish Avshalom ben Oilam Abo, Misvirolon, Hod Omar Rav, Noshim, Beksuba, Vekidushim, Pelakshim, Beloik, Suba, Beloik, Kedushim, Achemrinim, Perikoyim, besides Hedron Perikoyim, Godol, Oiloi. So they asked Ashaila of Avshalom ben Oilam Abo, and what's the Tzdodei Ashaila? The Tzdodei Ashaila was, since it were the Pelakshim, with without Kedushin or with Kedushin. If they were with Kedushin, so he's not a ben oilam abo. Without Kedushin, he is a ben oilam abo. I hear a shtikol ha'ore, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf kuvzayin amid aleph, b'shoh, that David HaMelech said as follows, b'shoh sheim oiskim b'dalet mises bezn, that the Sinai David, when they were learning Hilchus Dalad Mises Bezen, Poiskim and Mishnosom, they were mafsik in the middle of the learning, V'oimimli David, Habol Eishes Ish Misosei Bameh, what is the Misa? They wanted to check with David. Amarti Lahem, so I told them, Habol Eishes Ish Misosei Bechenik V'yesh Loi Chelik Loi Lam Habol. Ava Malbim Nechaveri Berabim Ein Loi Chelik Loi Lam Habol. As they swan a Gemara. Zalkoponim, so I don't understand the Rach's Pshat. The Kler, the Shaila, Rav Sholm, is a Ben Oilam Abo. Abo Aleishishish is a Ben Oilam Abo. Malm Nechaveir is not a Ben Oilam Abo. I don't understand. V'yesh Meforshim Sheshalu Al Shloime. Mi Svirilon Ke Rav Yoinesen. Da Omar Kola Oimer Shloime Chota Eine Ela Toye. Shenema Vloihoya Levovoi Sholem Kilavav Dovidovit, Hudaloihoya, Aba Michta Nami Loihoya Chota, Hochyama Pegbehema Yates, which is after Begimel the Yavomis, or the Rapshanit, or the Rapshel, who was Taki, who was Yochota. Second Shiloh. Mao Lahatzel Loye Minari, Omer lehem, loy sheltuni ela lakivsa. Then the Gil says, Mal lahatzel kivsa minari, Omer lehem loy sheltuni ela alaroye. What is Pshat in this Shaila? So here, Baruch Hashem, the Miri says Pshat. The Miri says there were two Shailas. So the Miri says as follows. The Shaila on a Kivsa, it says, Kol Pseide Shebemomen Ein Mechalun Leas HaShabbos. Kegoyin Lahatzol Kispo Mipi Ari Barigas Ari. So that's a Shaila, that's one Shaila. Are you allowed to be Matzol? A kivsva mipi ari in Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos to be matzo. The say this moment. You're allowed to be matzo. The second shaila was kol of a merdi kazach kol sheyesh bo sakonis nefoshes mechalolin afilu yesh bo dovo hanire shiloi yehu acherim tzrichim lekach. It would seem that you do not need others to be mechalo Shabbos to be matzel from sakonis nefoshes. Elo shehamistakin atzmo yochel lishtadel batzol lo se beli ezer acherim. It would seem he can take care of himself. Should I get involved with pikuach nefoshes? So that was the shaila of the roye. Are you allowed to be mechalo Shabbos for the roye? He can take care of himself. Looks like he can take care of himself. And can I be mechalo Shabbos for the kesef? And there the shaila was, the kesef can take care of himself, but can I be mechalo Shabbos to be matzo? So in each loshen, he told them like this. That's how it goes. They asked him about the kesef, so they said, the kesef, that's poshut, you're not allowed to. Mistama the shaila was, why didn't you ask on the roye? And when he asks on the roi, he says, the roi, it's poshid yalauto, why didn't he ask on the kesef? That was episode, the shakla v'talya. Mamza mahu lirish. Is a mamza considered a son in order to yarshin? So he asked the mahu liyabim, why didn't you clear a shaila if he's called a brother? To be miyabim. Mao lose this beisoy. Declare the shaila is a person permitted to lose this beisoy to paint his house after the chuban abayis. So he says, Mao lose this kivroy. Why didn't you ask? A shaila is allowed to put seed on the kever. Loi mivnei shefligim bedvorim. Not because he didn't know, so he changed the subject. He never wanted to say something which he did not have a Messiah on. Agavurche, the Meiri says, that Midas Chachomim Shloye Nishonim Yoisa Midai Al Binosom That is a midah of a chacham. You don't use your head too much. If there's a kabbalah, there's a kabbalah. If not, we don't get involved in the shaila.
What does he Rashi? El alaroye imut alatzila mipiyari. Mamza ma'alirish es oviv. Amalem ma'aliyabim esh es ochiv. Sha'alta moishita. You should have asked that. Should have asked that. Ma'ala soydis beisem is manazem yosem neitzachu b'nabayi. Amalem leishatuni o ma'ala soydis kiver. That's what you should have asked. Let us see Toisvis, Ma lahatzel akibso minari, Kloima, Basheva, Miyadovit. Misvir alon, Domer Abyenis, Meseches, Ksubis, Kolayetzel, Mechemes, Beis David, Get Krisis, Koisiv, Lishtoi. Vuri, Yakosov, Getle, Basheva, Samamele, then she's not an Ashes Ish, then you can't be Matzel, what do I have your name? Malat l'roya miyadori kloima, malat l'roya miyadovit. Misvirolon, since she was called Akisve, so her husband was called Aroya. Misvirolon, chilkin kovet l'talmud bebokem harav. Vayhoye moirit bemalchus. Haydu mein chilkin moirit bemalchus hava ad kan l'shoyin. Perish, that was the shasa, could be, Ariya was not chayiv misal tmeir de malchus, perish, mishum de kom of Adoini Yoyev. He said in front of David, Adoini Yoyev, the Kerlel Yoyev Adoini Bifnei HaMelech. So Mamelus, that's a shayil, if you're chelkin kovet, letalmud, omokim arab, so it's not a merida, you're allowed to be chelkin kovet, if not. What's chayiv misal? Chelkin kovet, letalmud, omokim arab, eloi. Shalo isha chachomo as Rabbi Elezer me'acher shemaisa eagle shovim. You had in the Klal Yisrael they were oivdei avodah zarah nibnei ma ein misason shovim. Shemaisa Egel Shovin, Avedaisov Shovis Leisa, Pibne Maim Misosan Shovin, Shoiboy Sholosh, Misais, Mises Sayev, Simoish Chalboy, Mises Mageifov, Igeva Shemes Om, Mises Adroikin, the Siva Yozor Pnehamayim, Primisachas Avedizor, and Skabu Moshella Boytkim Kisaitis, Pilat Space Betten. So what's Pshat? Everything what they did was also, so why was there a different onshim? That's what she asked Rabbi Elazar. Om Allah, ein chochma le'isha ela bepelech. She was a smart woman. She said, ein chochma le'isha ela bepelech to spin thread, b'cheinu aime b'chalisha chochma slave b'yodeh atob. What is Pshat over here? So God, I saw two pshatim. The Meiri says pshat that when you have a shaila, a poshet a shaila, you don't have to go to the Godel Hador to ask the shaila. You can go to someone who's a little smarter than you. And that was his taina. A good ashayna shaila, but you don't have to go to Rabbi Elazar to ask the shaila. In choch melisha ela bepelech. That means who to go to, that was his taina to her. The Rishash zeichen zu Taisvis in Saite. Taisvis in Saite, the Gvura Sari brings it down also. Taisvis in Saite says, after he answered her, Ein Chochme Leisha Ela Bepelech, there was an Isha Chshuve, Taisa brings down. I know it's Isha Chachoma, she was an Isha Chshuve. We'll see, she was a wealthy lady also. Omer Lehukin is Benoi. So Hukin has told his father, Beshvil, Shaloila Shiva Dova Echad Minato, he didn't answer her one question. Avato mimeni gimel meyis kur maisa b'choshon. You know what you just did now? She used to give 300 kur maisa to me. B'choshon. Now, she asked you a question, and the Zukter Psozei, Choch melisha ela bepelech, that's it. So he had a taina to his father. Omalei, So Rabbi Lezer told him, Yisrefu divrei teure, v'lo yimosru divrei teure l'noshim. He could burn divrei teure, so they're not around. But to be meiser to noshim, then you're distorting divrei teure. Das nicht. So you lost gimel meis kru meise b'chol shana? No, no. But you're not meiser divrei teure l'noshim. So kapon from Taisus and Sait, it seems, that the reason he didn't answer her was he held a meisen divrei teure l'noshim. Zuck the Gemara weiter, itma Rava Levi, now but that's him shall doch mevare sein. Zivach v'kiter b'sayif. If there was those who were with a bear, v'kiter on the main haktore b'sayif. Gofa v'nishe, b'mise, and when there was b'mageife, sameach b'lvovoi b'adroikim. B'chadom ha'edem asro b'sayif, edem b'loy asro b'mise. V'yehedem v'loy asro b'adroikim. Zogt Rashi, Zivach v'kiter, hein aboide shechayov nalem laboide zore misa, k'des nabar b'misais, shehein b'skile, s'meil there was b'kan b'sayib, shedayim l'nisparish, l'isparshalan ar b'misais bezen, v'nidoynoi b'misais b'nei noyach, shekol misosom b'sayib, k'damrinim b'sanhedra. So Rashi has a kash over here. He says, why, if it's an avoider in Yechayiv Mises, or a Mises Skila, so why was it Besayiv? So Rashi says, Shadaylen is partial and Alba Mises Besma. So the Mashoya Sakash and Rashi, it's speaking about it's after Matan Torah. So Loin is partial, so if Loin is partial, so you go back to Ben Noach, so you find out, in the Veshma, yes, Rabbeinish Loilam. Moshe Ben did not know what Misa was by the Mekoshish also, so yes, the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So what shot they did say, they don't know. Fragment, who's gave me weit, it's after Matan Torah. That's the Marshos Kasha. So the Rishash says, El Tazen, a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, the Medrash says that there were no Leinenshu Yisroel ala Torah before the oil moed, there was no onshim. So, memele, the onshim of Torah were not given by Matan Torah. The onshim of Torah were given by oil moed. So, memele, so that's pshat. And Rashi, so Rashi says, Fakert, so al Yisrael, there was no chiyah. The chiyah was al ben noyach. So, that's why there was an onish of sayyah. Gifei v'nishek, ein ba mises bezen, kedisnam ba ba mises, alabidei shemayim, nidoyne ba magayfe. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Oma Rav Yehude Shiftei Shalevi Loi Ovad Avedis Kechol, Shenema, Vayamoid Moshe Bashar HaMachne. So Memele in Mila Shem Eilai, Vayvay Kolben Eilevi. So they weren't Avedis, Avedis, Avedis Kechol. Yosef Avinu Kamala Shmait, she said over. The Rav Yudah's memory. Eisvei b'nei rapopo barabba l'ravine. Ha'oimah, the Pasuk says, lo'aviv v'imile, re'isiv, oviv. So, what's the kasha? It says, lo'aviv v'imile, re'isiv, it's echav lehikiv, it's bonav le'yoda. So, l'chay, you said, kol shevet b'nei levi, weren't oviv d'avei d'zore. So, how did they kill oviv, of ochiv, of bonav? That's the kasha. So the Mephoshim explain, I mean, why is this a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, it's a kasha in the part. Rabbi Yehuda is because of grace is ach, and it's a posik. The posik says that, Mila Shem Eilai and Kol B'nei Levi came. So you have a good kasha. I mean, so it's a kasha in the posik, but it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, on Ravine. So the Mephoshim say, Lulei Divrei Rav Yehuda, you could learn the pasuk with a grain of salt. Either Kol B'nei Levi means, Rav B'nei Levi, the Rubek Kulai, but there was Zicha, Ivdei Avedis Zar also, and that was the Oviv, Rahim Elovav Limoi. Or you could say, others say, Kol B'nei Levi, that means in the B'nei Levi, there also Ivdei Avedis Zar. And now when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Shemela, they all came. The Oivdivs also came. They were Mescharet now. But they also came. It doesn't say the Pasuk they weren't Oivdivs. Now Moshe Rabbeinu made an appeal for help. Mila Shemela, and Kol Bnei Levi came. But who says before they weren't Oivdivs? But Rav Yehuda said, Nitazor. Rav Yehuda says, if it's Kol Bnei Levi, that means who came? Only not Oivdivs. And all of them, none of them were Oivdivs. So that the Gemara asks a kasha. So what for love we believe? And for the Gemara, Oviv Aviimoi Mi Yisrael, Ochiv Ochiv Mi Ima Mi Yisrael, Bonov Bnei Bita Mi Yisrael, Mizvotaki Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Kol b'nei Levi shekulon b'chlal zeh. Ha'im alov v'le'imoi b'maisei ego lo'i re'isiv nasu achzorim aleim linkem nikmotsu shamokim alma ovi v'imoi ochi v'bonam ovdo abeidu zorim. The Tosfos Yeshanim here, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, it says, Abi imay me Yisrael, avolei boi lameima imay me Yisrael, lemistabalei sha'ovdu nishay halavim, avay dezorim. Agaburcha de Zagreis in Taisvis. Taisvis said, Agirse, aim imay me Yisrael. Taisvis, we don't have this girse. By us, the Gemara Bachlam, has no kasha about imay. Imay is no kasha. Imay could be not from Bnei Levi. It says, Vayvay called Bnei Levi. The Tosfos Yeshanim did have a girse. What does imay mean? Aim imay. So the Tosfos Yeshanim had a kash. Why did they say aim imay? The imay is not a bas levi. So the male is the kasha finds of Nishan. The Tosfos Ayisoid, avolei boy lemeima imay me Yisrael, lemestava lei sha'ovdu nishay alavim avedezor. If the levim weren't avedezor, the wives mistama were equivalent to the husbands. So Memele, so that was shot in the Gemara's Kasha. So how it's Imai? Someone says, Aim Imai. Look the Gemara weiter. The Kevesh Osuloi, and they made a ramp to take out the soil. Omar Abba Babachone, Loi Babus, and they made it that, Mibnea Babalim, Shem Metalshim, Besariv, Oimim, Loi Tul, Betsei, Tul, Betsei. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone le Bavlim hoyu elach sandrin hoyu. Mitoch shesoinim es haBavlim, since the Bnei Yisrael did not like the Bavlim, hoyu keiren oison al shmo. So they called the Alexandrian Bavlim. Yeah. Tadyan amihochi. Yudoim le Bavlim hoyu. The Braise state to say Alexandrin hoyu. You make me feel good. Because Rabbi Yossi was a Bavli, and now Rabbi Yehuda says that these people who did it was a very unmenschliche thing that they were doing. They were Telshim Desar and those. So, Taka not Bavli, but they were Taka Alexandriim. So, Trashi, Omitech Shosainim in the Eretz Yisrael as a Bavli, and they occur in Kol Kali Haresh, Vaisa Dovash, like a Hoygen al Shmo. Tanuach daitro, mishpachte hoisa mi bovo, vo yekosha loy hadovo, that the Bablim did it, that they were the Hebrew dimension. So the Gemara weiter, tu vetzei tone, the Bryce is, ma shoi tsepiro dein, why are you keeping this soil, the choy veidor sagim, where there's so many averes on the soil, we have to speed it up. So Tosfos says, so comes out like this. That Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said it wasn't Bavliim, it was Alexandriim. They were called Bavliim. Tosfos Sefer Kshtei Lechem Gabichal Li Yeshem Kippurim Erev Shabbos. Soir Achitzein, now there's a problem. If Chal Yeshem Kippurim Erev Shabbos, so the soyer achitzen was a chatos, which is eaten. The boss was eaten by the kahanim. So the shaila is, though, you can't cook it, because Eretz Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to cook. And Maitzoy Yom Kippur Shabbos, you're also not allowed to cook. So it says over there, Gachaldi Yishem Kippurim Erev Shabbos, Soyer Hachitz Yishem Kippurim Oichlon Oisoy Kshul Chai. So who ate it chai? So the Babli made it chai. Tanya Bigmorib Chab Yosei Mele Babli Moyu. Adomele Reb Yehuda Tunuach Daitro Shinachta Daiti. Forget, you make me feel good. So that's when the Hapachu. That Reb Yosei was the one that said that they were Alexandrium, and they were just called Babliim, and Reb Yehuda appreciated it. And here it says, Forget. V'yesh loyma, ma'amai deshom alei koma, ma'amai deshom alei koma. Reb Yehuda kibbol di da'och alei Babliim, Reb Yosei kibbol bi da'osam. That's the Ma'amar Yisod explains that in order, it had to be eaten derech achila. Kosher have to be eaten derech achila. So kochach, if the Bavliim ate it raw, they ate it raw. So kochach, you have to say that that's how they eat raw food. That's very not mentioned. So that was the shakla batai over there, that Rabbi Yisi said they weren't really Bavliim, they were Sandriim. Rabbi Yudah said that to Noah Daitchom, if they died, they were all kaponim. So Taisva says, "Ein chanami." The two different memories: one Rabbi Yehuda had heard, and one Rabbi Yosi had heard. The kasha we had asked: where is there Rishus Harabim? Where is there a Hitzor? Ramavid Aldamas Rishus Harabim. Since he went on a kevesh, Rabbi Yankov Berg answered Al Pipashtis that it's not muchach. That there has to be a kevesh, and the Mishnah says that there was a kevesh, but the Pasuk is speaking about not necessarily that there has to be a kevesh, or without a kevesh, it could be Yerushalayim alone was a Rishus HaRabim. Just like Taisva says in Psochim Daf Samach Vov, that Achesh Nifritzu Bo Pirtzeis, Yerushalayim was a Rishus HaRabim. So Yerushalayim could have been a Rishus HaRabim, so therefore we need the Pasuk to tell us that even though it is a Rishus HaRabim, and they went through the city, Afal Pi came, there was an Issa Reitzo de Reise, or Mavad Aldamas de Reise, there's a din of Iti, that it is Doiche Shabbos.